Oh, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, since we do this healing service four or five times a year, I was thinking today, I got to do something to make it new. You know, because I could do pretty much the same sermon every time, you know, and it would be the same thing because the readings are the same. But I got to thinking, you know, we're trying to heal ourselves. Does the church need healing at times too? Yes. Okay. Well, I think of course it does. But how often do we really think about helping our church heal? That's an interesting concept, I think. I've never thought of it that way. And I think the Holy Spirit was talking to me yesterday. You know, Betty, joy, right? Joy, happiness, glee, refreshment, elation, adoration. You know, we could go on and on and on with that about joy. But what causes joy? Well, there's a good question, isn't it? Okay. You know, do we all feel joy? Yes. What is it? Okay. You know, it's, again, we use words. It's hard to define, isn't it? All right, so what causes it? Emotion? Completion? Finishing something? Ownership of something? Does that create joy? Well, I think so. You know, I got to thinking about this. When Mary visited Elizabeth, John the Baptist leapt, he jumped, the Bible says, in Elizabeth's womb. Okay? You know, our psalm today talks about restoration. Okay? And the Old Testament also discusses redemption, salvation. Well, why does all of this happen? Why did John the Baptist jump? Why are we restored? Why do we have salvation? And I think it boils down to love. You know, we come on down this. One of the things I found when I took some classes at the Islamic Center at the University of Arizona. One word that is never used with Muhammad or Allah is the word love. Now stop and think about that. If the God is not a God of love, what is it? And I had some people argue with me who were Muslim. They said, well, look at what he does. Doesn't that show love? Okay. But why don't we call him love? We call Christ love. I think that's one of the biggest things that's different about our religion is that it's focused on love. And out of love comes joy, happiness, all the good emotions, doesn't it? All right. Jesus gave us two commandments. What were they? Oh. All right. What two words are in each one of those? Love. You know, the very basis of this religion is love. Jesus tells us that. God tells us that. I mean, when we look at those two, everything we're supposed to do comes out of love, right? All right, so what else do we love? Well, we love our families, right? Hopefully they love us back, but that's not the case all the time. Our children, and the same thing with that. We can love our children, but sometimes they don't love us. What about Job? Did he love the Lord? Yes, the Lord loved him. I don't know, he made a bet with Satan. But I think he did that because he knew that Job was a religious man and a good man. All right, most of us in here are older. Do you love retirement? Are you busier now than you were when you were working? No. Do you love politics? No. Do you love our church? Yes. Well, there is something we all love. I agree with you. So what does love mean in this sense? Okay, love your neighbors. We're all here. They're our neighbors. Yep. Love God. Yep. Love service. Yep. What was that? Good question, isn't it? Okay? We work for what we love. Now think about this for a second. You know, the Bible says, where you put your money, that's where your heart is. Right? Okay, no, this is not a sermon on stewardship. Okay. But it's the thing is, where do you put your time and effort? That's what you love. Okay. All right. Andrea, if you notice, we left our tables up after our potluck last week and everything. Andrea by herself put everything away, you know, nice girl. Came in, set everything up again. Does she do a good job of cleaning our church? You bet. What does she love? Think about that for a second. She didn't have to do it that well. Okay. All right, who else is our custodian? Right now, in the off season and that kind of thing, people who are working outside, David, Dean, Bill, and me. Does our ground look good out there? David cuts the grass every week. Thank you, David. But you know, the thing is, you serve what you love. Do you hate the church? See what I mean? You know, and that's the thing. For Dean and David spent, what, 3 days working on that water leak? Okay. It was more than that. Okay. How much did you guys get paid for that? Twice as much as you got last time, right? Yeah. It's not a... I know, that's what we're getting. But we serve, don't we? All right. Now, I'm not meaning to put anybody down. But there's a difference now from what we are today from what we were. And what is that? This is ours now. It's not somebody else's. Now, did we help when it belonged to the league? Yeah, we did. I mean, look at what's up here. Look at it. Well, you can't see it, but everything was rewired by Jeff and Dean. You know, make it safe. We got new air conditioning that we helped on it, but somebody else helped too. You see what I mean? But it was always somebody else. Now, who's the somebody else? It's just us, isn't it? Okay. But there's one thing that comes. We are all volunteers. That's what David was just talking about. All right. It's somebody who serves in their free time working for our church without being paid because you love it. Does that make sense? Okay, I think so too. What a blessing there is for that. Oh, so does that service bring joy? Well, if you weren't happy doing it, would you do it? No. Jerry. I'm going to use you an example. Do you like working what you do for Jesus Loves You Ministry? Pat, do you like what you do for Jesus Loves You Ministry? Do you get paid for it? Are you doing it out of love? You know, if you look at this, I look at what we've got right now. You know, I talked to Warren Hope. And Warren told me, he said, if we had to build this building now, it cost us about $500,000. And how much money did we put into this? Zero. Well, I thought we did put in a dollar. Don't think so? Turns over. Okay. I stand corrected. If I was sitting, I'd say it's correct, but what the heck. Oh, you know, we look at all the people who put in service to the church. Bob Wilgus was our building property manager for, what, 7 years? Okay, both he and Bev were on the council all that time. Dean has been our president since we opened, although he's not going to be probably the president this time. You know, any of us need a break, okay? Bev Wilgus has been our secretary since we opened. 11 years now. Boy, she has volunteered to be our president, our father. jump from the fire, you know, the pan into the fire. But one of the things I think is important right now is when you look around and see something that needs to be done, first thing probably you do is go tell somebody on the council, oh, this needs to be done. Why not just do it? See, it's a different attitude, isn't it? It's before it was, this belongs to somebody else, we have to get permission. Now it belongs to us. Okay, we can do it. You know, Pat went out and bought paint for the building. She has all the paint we need to put a coat of paint on here. It's all ready to go. What a blessing that is, because that's not cheap. However, before we can put paint up there, Dean, when he was working outside putting up the lights, all that sashing along the eaves is rotten. That has to be replaced. Major job, isn't it? Okay. And as I look around, like even today, there's four men sitting here. Okay. Yeah, we have others that would help and things like that. But anytime we do stuff like that, it's a major project. Who says that women can't help do that? That's true, though. You know, I came from a Russian family. You all know that. My grandmother, Paulina Stoliker, there's a good name for you, Paulina Stoliker, said nobody goes through life without learning to do what is necessary. Boys learned how to sew and how to cook. They should. Girls learned how to cut wood, nail, and build things. Grandpa used to like to make these little things for the garden that moved and things like that. He taught the girls how to do it. He never taught the boys. I mean, I'd like to know how to do that. But what does that do? It makes you not afraid to do something. Does that make sense to you? Okay. Go right ahead. Are you saying you don't want to get on the ladder, Pat? No, we're all getting older, aren't we? You know, it's sad when that's the case, but, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's not like we have to get out and do all of this in one day, right? But the thing is, we love our church, but our church now is hurting a little bit. Why? Well, nobody's doing it on purpose, are they? But it's one of those things, the work has to get done. And what it usually, you know, boils down to is David or Dean or Jeff. It's something we can all do. Okay? It doesn't mean that we're going to ask Pat to get on the ladder or go up on top. Right? Although I'd like to see that. That would, no. Oh, I got it. Well, we actually have one out here for the front that kills it for a whole year. But you got to use, every time I'm down here, I forget, you got to use it with the gloves, you know, and things. It's pretty strong. Yeah. But the thing is, we have this kind of stuff, and it's just, we're all busy, you know, and getting it done. But it's just always, I think, sometimes remembering it. You know, I thought about what Jesus did. You know, did Jesus ask us to be perfect? No. What did he ask us to do? To try. And now that we're in here, it's ours. We don't have to be perfect. We'll just get it done one thing at a time. Now, here's the thing. The council, we talked about it, that we need to come up with like a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, that kind of thing. Why? Well, because unless we know what we're trying to do, our goals, it's just like Betty gave us $1,000 to fix the parking lot out here as a start. We haven't done it yet. Okay. Partly as we didn't know what to do. Well, but now we can't pass it off on the league. It's ours, so we can come up. But you see what I mean? We've got to decide what's important, how we're going to do it. We'll do this project first, we'll do this one next, and we'll do that. If we do that, then we've got a direction to make our church sustainable. So our church is not just the people in it. The church has a life too, doesn't it? You know, when Jeff and I did the red mulch out there, do you know that that was 48 bags of mulch? You know? Probably would have lasted just as good. You know, but it's those kind of things. When Jeff and I put down the concrete, that was almost a ton of concrete. Yep. You know, and I have a bad back, and he's 80 years old, and we're out there picking up concrete and that kind of thing. But, you know, we got it done, and we had fun. And I think that's the important thing. If we don't have joy in our service, why would we do the service? You see what I'm getting at? If it's a job to do things where I don't enjoy it and I don't want to do it, but I'll do it. If that's the case, don't do it. It's okay. Somebody will step up. The only thing is that let's hope that whoever steps up is not the same person each time. You know, if you look around all this stuff that's going on, there's a bunch of us here. When we're all here, we have 40. Okay? During the summer, it's a little tough. Okay? But when we're all here, we could have fun together. You know, we had that one work day last year, and we had fun. I think we need to do that. You know, once every couple months, not every month. But, you know, just have a spruce-up day where we come out. You know, for one thing, we got all those hot dogs in there. We could have hot dogs afterwards. We could just have fun. Yay. Yeah. Sprayed. Yeah, but this is tall enough that you got to get, even with a sprayer, you got to get up there. I've sprayed my house too, but it is a lot easier. Okay, and by the way, I have 3 paint sprayers, so you know we could almost do that in a day if we get all the pre-work done. All right, you know, when we're serving the church, we choose joy. Why? Because you're giving something of yourself to what you love. Isn't that what Jesus did for us? And support. Because not all of us can do it. I mean, Richard, would you get up on the ladder for us? But I bet there was one time when he would. I know you would. Because you've told me that. You know, but the thing is, there's things we can't do. I mean, I got a bad back. And there's things I got to watch out for. I don't know, I've told some of you this, but when I was on the United States Olympic judo team, I was in a match against a guy from Scotland, and he ripped all the muscles off my lower back. I spent 4 months in traction. That is not fun, let me tell you. But I was told I'll never walk again. Where there's a will, there's a way. Okay, I walk funny. I mean, if you've ever watched me walk, it's a little different, isn't it? But I can walk, and I can get things done. My friends, this is not something to put you down, and I hope you don't feel that. But one of the things, what can we do? Well, a lot of what we can do actually comes from communication, doesn't it? And if we on the council don't communicate well, how do you guys know what to do? Make sense? So it's a group effort, and as we go forward from here, let's make our church healthy. Different way of looking at it, isn't it? May this health that passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.